a lot of Missourians did not file returns in 2010, and they are due a pretty good pile of money. Why don't you tell me, let's run through the numbers, first of all. How many didn't, and how much can they get?
The IRS wants people to know if you didn't file a 2010 tax return that you're about to run out of time to claim any refunds you might be owed. Now, we estimate that almost 18,000 taxpayers in Missouri did not file a 2010 return, and that means that there are potential refunds of more than $13 million, an average of more than $500 each, that will not be able to be claimed after April 15th. It's very important that if you didn't file a return for 2010, to take action before April 15th, because that's when the statute of limitations expires, and then you won't be able to claim that money anymore. So, you know, almost 18,000 Missouri taxpayers didn't file a 2010 return, and each one of them could be missing a refund that's going to average over $500.
But wouldn't they have to admit that they violated the law in order to get this money?
Just because you didn't file a return doesn't mean you're in trouble. Like, there's no penalties involved with filing a return late if you're due a refund. All the penalties and interest come into play if you owe more money. So, but if you didn't file a return, and there are a lot of reasons why people legally don't have to file a return. Let's say in 2010 you were single and you made less than $9,000. There's no requirement for you to file. If you were married and both of you were over 65, it was $20,900 was the cutoff to be required to file a tax return. So there are a lot of people who didn't have to file a tax return, but they may have worked and they may have had money withheld from their paycheck, and the only way to get a refund is to file a tax return for that year, claim the refund, and if you don't within 3 years, then the money goes to the Treasury Department, and you can't claim it anymore.
Well, how do you know that there's $13,153,000 worth of refunds? And if you know that, why can't you track these people back through, I guess, through the withholding information that you got?
Well, one of the things that we do is, every year we get information from everybody that pays taxes, all the businesses. You know, they have to provide the information. And we get general numbers, and so we can estimate how much money was sent in from each employer within a state, and then we can calculate the numbers of people that we estimate, you know, haven't filed a return from that state. It might be that people work in different states. You know, they worked in Illinois, they worked in Missouri, they worked in Kansas, and so, you know, the money was withheld in that state, and then the people move. So it's impossible for us to be able to identify exactly who this money belongs to unless they file a tax return, claim the refund, and then we can go back through our records to make sure that they did, in fact, earn that money, that there's no fraud involved. But it's just, we just want to make sure that people who are entitled to a refund actually get that money, because the only way to get a refund is to file a tax return. And what's more important is that these people who didn't file because they didn't make a lot of money might be eligible for other credits, like the earned income tax credit, which if you know you had three or more children, could be worth more than $5,600. And that's what we call a refundable credit. So it would reduce your tax bill to zero, and then anything left over is going to come to you in the form of a refund. So while the average refund in Missouri was $514, we estimate, if you add another $5,000 onto that for the earned income tax credit and maybe another $1,000 per child for the child care credit, you could end up with a very, very large refund. But again, the only way to get a refund is to file a tax return.
Now, I can see why a lot of people might be pretty confused about what they should do or how they should go about this. Should they go to their nearest IRS office, contact a bookkeeper? Who should they contact to get the proper forms and make sure they're filled out the right way? And what kind of information will they need to send in to you when they finally do send something in for 2010?
The easiest way to do this is, first off, make sure that you didn't file a 2010 return. You can do that by calling us at 1-800-829-1040, identifying yourself, and then just asking, did I actually file a 2010 return? You should have copies of all of those old returns, but if you've lost them, you can call. Or you could go to our website, irs.gov, and under the tools bar, you can click on Get a Transcript of Your Tax Records. And this is a free service that the IRS offers. You can do it online, or you can order one to be delivered by mail. And this will have a good coverage of all of the tax returns that have been filed under your Social Security number. It's free, and you can do that. You could go into an IRS office and ask them in person, but the other thing is, if you're going to go to irs.gov and get a transcript, then you can also get all of the tax forms that you would need. Those are available on our website at irs.gov under the forms block. You could download the form for 2010, and you'd have to fill it out by paper and mail it in, because the software that was used to process those forms electronically has been replaced by newer software. So filing a 2010 return is going to have to be by paper, but you can get it at irs.gov. You can fill it out, and you can mail it in, and then as long as you're eligible, you're going to get your refund.
Do you have an approximate turnaround time for when people will get their money if they do hurry up and file for 2010?
Well, if you file your 2010 return before April 15th, it takes about 8 weeks to process an older return. And then if you use a direct deposit, you'll get your money about 2 weeks faster than if you wait for a paper check.
I have to ask you, if people who hear this, what the track record is in cases like this. Do you get many people who decide they're going to file something and try to pull a little fraud here along the way very often?
Well, I don't actually have numbers on how many people do this or how much money out of what's available. And again, there's $760 million nationwide that hasn't been claimed. But I would warn people that if you do file a return and you are not eligible for a refund, the act of filing that return and claiming a refund that you're not due to is a federal crime. And you could end up with fines and penalties. And you really don't want to do that. So if you're not sure, verify with the IRS that you need to file a 2010 return, and then get the paperwork. We can help you with that, with a transcript if you've lost everything, and then file that return. But if you think that this is a great way to get a little extra money by filing a tax return and claiming a refund you're not entitled to, you are probably going to be in for phone calls from people who have badges, carry guns, and handcuffs. And it's not the kind of call that most people want to get.